Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning on this 12 degree morning here in Fargo, North Dakota. Feels like 11 below, but who's complaining? I'm not complaining. I'm doing just fine. In Tioga, it's 28 degrees. It's a virtual heat wave out there in Tioga. It feels like only 2 below. 2 below. Reminds me of a song and a girl I met in 2 below. Anyway, what's on your mind this morning? 855-217-76 extension 2. Get you live on air into the conversation. This is the Common Sense Club. So most of the folks in my listening audience just chock full of common sense. So I'm going to throw a couple of news stories out there for you. And see what you think about, you know, give me the commonsensical response to some of this. It's my estimation that common sense is a rare trait nowadays. It just is. I'm going to lead off with the story of the Georgia cop that pulled over and cited a guy. For distracted driving because he was eating a cheeseburger. Now, I mentioned this yesterday. We touched on it very, very lightly yesterday. But the question I have for you is, you know, where do we draw the line? The guy wasn't, you know, he wasn't like running a red light or swerving or something to that effect. He wasn't, you know, being reckless in his driving. Guy's driving along. He's got a cheeseburger that's calling his name. He takes a bite and then the cherries come on behind him and you're just like, wait a minute. Come on now. where does that stop? Where's the line there? I mean, you got kids in the back, and they're like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? I mean, we've all done it. You know, turn around and say, pipe down. We're there when we're there, that sort of thing. Is having kids in the back seat without duct tape on their mouths, is that going to be a thing of the past? Because that is definitely distracted driving, especially on a long trip. Kids, Johnny's touching me. I'm not touching you. You're touching me. I'm not touching you. That is, you don't think that's distracted driving? I don't know. I mean, where do we draw the line there? Come on. I think this is a little bit of a overkill. A bit of an overkill. And I'm the first person to support Leos as they're out there, you know, doing their job and keeping us safe and that sort of thing. But come on, guys. Stories like this make you look bad, in my humble opinion. And the whole distracted driving agenda, you know, the folks with the whole texting while driving and distracted driving, we need laws. How long have we been distracted driving? I mean, I remember my dad driving and doing all sorts of things, you know, and no seat belt. I remember the station wagon when we were never seat belted in, actually sitting in the back of the station wagon playing Legos now. Try driving down the street and a police officer sees that going on nowadays. I mean, my goodness, when is enough enough is what I'm asking you. Somebody shed some common sense on that. We're talking about the police officer that pulls a guy over, cites him for distracted driving for eating a cheeseburger. So should we do away with drive-thrus? That's the next logical conclusion. That's the next step in this whole process, right? But you can't have kids in the car unless they are strapped down so they can't, like, touch each other or talk to each other. Duct tape on their mouths so they can't distract you, you know, while you're driving, that sort of. Maybe they can have these little Hannibal Lecter masks give them away with every car, you know, as a distracted driving deterrent for kids. I mean, I don't, where are we going with this? I know that's a little over the top, but where are we going with this whole distracted driving thing? It's nuts to me. Where's the common sense there? I mean, if you got a police officer, you see the guy mowing down on a cheeseburger, just go get yourself a cheeseburger. Don't hate on the guy. Don't hate on him because he's got this huge, delectable, delicious cheeseburger with the special sauces running down his elbow. And you're like, man, that's just too good to be true. And that guy looks like he's having way too much fun chewing on that thing. I think I'm going to cite him. You just wreck his whole day. Anyway, it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but come on, man. Come on. It's a cheeseburger. Leave the guy alone. That's why the first story, 855-200-1776. Do want to send a shout-out to Shanley, who, as we speak, are gearing up for the March for Life. Now, they're going to have a live and complete coverage of and this is the largest pro-life event of the year, the 2015 March for Life, Washington, D.C. My son is there. I am a proud papa. Shanley, 800 kids from North Dakota are leading the March for Life in D.C. How awesome. How awesome is that? And if you go to EWTN, you can watch the coverage live. So, and that's the Catholic Network. So you go check them out, EWTN or EWTN.com. I think they might have a link up there, but I know for a fact that they're covering it live. Shanley, 800 kids from North Dakota, Shanley High School, leading the March for Life 2015, largest pro-life march of the year. I think it's pretty awesome. I got up this morning and I had a smile on my face and a pep in my step. And I think it was because of that. I do. I think that we have sent the best ambassadors, the best spokespeople for life to Washington. Talk about common sense. That's common sense right there. And there you go. Just had to mention that because I've had this perma smile on my face all morning. All morning. My son's texting me, and you probably shouldn't be doing that right now, Mark, just to let you know. But, I think it's pretty cool. I think it is probably the coolest thing I've heard all year. And that's, you know, given the whole converge of the Capitol, which I thought was really cool because a lot of folks showed up, a lot of participation. That was really cool. I think that this trumps converge on the Capitol. I do. I think it's huge. And I think it's pretty awesome. Scott out in Tioga, what's on your mind this morning?
Morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well.
I agree with the cop. People shouldn't eat and drive. I used to drive a semi, and you wouldn't believe the stuff I see people doing. When you're driving, you've got everybody. You're responsible for everybody around you. And if you do something stupid, you're going to get somebody else killed.
Something stupid, like munching on a cheeseburger?
Yep, because you need to concentrate on driving, not on eating a stupid hamburger or yelling at your kids or texting whatever.
I don't know. Where do you draw the line? And the whole distracted driving, I get the argument, man. I get
that. He could have pulled over and eat his damn hamburger.
God, wow.
He didn't have to eat it while going down the damn road.
What about distracted driving with your kids in the back seat? I mean, that to me is...
Well, it's subjective. If you got your kid strapped in like you're supposed to, and the kid's well-behaved... You know,
we're talking about kids here.
Throwing bricks at you, just ignore them.
If they're not throwing bricks at you. I love it, Scott. I don't agree, though. I mean, but I understand your point.
It's fine. It's America. I mean, I've seen a lot of things on the highway and people get killed.
Yeah. And coming at it from that perspective, I totally get your point. You don't want folks out there doing 100 different. I've seen people putting makeup on while they're driving,
watching TV. I've seen people watching TV, people reading. I've seen people engaging in other things I'm not going to talk about while they're driving down the road.
No, it's a family show.
You need to concentrate on driving. Simple.
Good deal.
You got other people's lives on the line.
Thanks, Scott. That's common sense right there. Thanks, Scott, for the feedback and the input. Wow, well, Scott takes a hard line. He's like, you know what? Guy was eating the cheeseburger. He shouldn't have been. You know, that's a lot of folks on the road. You're in a hunk of steel that's going at a pretty good clip. It's kind of dangerous, so absolutely, I am not in that camp. I don't think that eating the cheeseburger should be. You know, if you're eating the cheeseburger and you're swerving, or you're munching on the cheeseburger and it's just so good that you blow through a red light, maybe. Well, yes, definitely. But just eating a cheeseburger, no, man. Come on. We'll be right back with Blankita Cullum, Ellen Ratner, right after this break. And stay tuned for Jack Seaman. 8:30. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. So Scott gave us a little bit of his perspective on the whole distracted driving. I'm going to ask Blanquita Cullum because she's chock full of common sense, and I need a little bit of that every morning with my cup of Joe. Just a little common sense. Blanquita, welcome to the Common Sense Show.
What am I prescribing as the doctor of common sense?
Okay, so we got this Georgia cop, and I love Leo's from See the Shining. Wow, I almost that was almost a foobar there. From See the Shining Sea, I love Leo's and all their capacity out there helping us, keeping us safe. But I see this video of this a Georgia cop, and he pulls a guy over for eating a cheeseburger. Now, and he cites him for it, for distracted driving. Now, the guy didn't blow through a red light. He wasn't swerving. He wasn't, you know, doing anything other than eating the cheeseburger. Do you think that that's a little bit too far? Where's the line there?
Well, you know, honestly, that's just too much of a nanny gate. I have to say that's ridiculous. You know, maybe he's afraid that he's going to look down if the ketchup falls on his lap or something. But if he was following the law, that's just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I think it's too much.
And I said the same thing. And I said, you know, so what's next? You know, you got the kids in the back seat, and little Johnny's going, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you. And little Jill is going, yes, you are, yes, you are. And you're like, pipe down, Turner. Is that distracted
driving? No, what you're saying is, all right, I'm pulling over, and if I have to go back there and reprimand you guys, we're all going home. You know, we've all been there. You know, we've all been there with the kids, and they're saying, they took my comic book. You know, at some point, you just say, okay, kids, now I'm going to pull over, and if we're going to do this, we're either going to calm down, or you guys are going to be, you know, you guys are going to be in detention today. You're going to have to go do a timeout in the car.
And I remember way back in the day, a very young Leon Francis in the back of the station wagon playing with Legos, whipping them at my little brother. Then my dad, like driving, turns all the way around and says, hey, if I got to come back there. And he's looking at us now, and he's driving a car. And I'm like, hey, you might want to keep your eyes on the road there. But he never got in an accident, you know. But
that's creative planning. If you got long trips. You know, even when I would take my kids on flights and stuff, I'd have what we would call the jolly bag, okay? And the jolly bag would be like comics, would be colors, would be coloring books, would be puzzles, and, you know, little snacks that they could have, and they really looked forward to it. They didn't get to see the jolly bag until we actually went on the trip. And so, you know, on airplanes, they would look forward to that so much. And on car trips, they would do the same. And I would make them wait till we got in the car. And so it was a good way. And also you say, all right, who's the first person that's going to see a yellow car? You know, who's the first person that's going to see a license plate that's got the number 7 on it, you know?
Yep.
So you keep them activated and keep kids looking at things. Who's going to be the first one that can see, you know, a tree that's got a bird in it? I don't know. I'm just pulling stuff out of my head. But that's what we used to do on the road, and it made a difference.
If you're engaged in conversation with your kids, though, isn't that distracted driving?
I don't know. If you're just so singly functioned that you can't focus on things. I mean, I don't know about you, but I can focus on the cars and going in front of me and behind me and all that stuff and can still talk.
Yeah. I'm one of those guys that if I'm chewing gum, I got to stop walking. I got to stop trying to read the whole thing.
I think there's more danger. People have had more accidents when they've tried to change channels on the radio than they have, I think, when they're eating a hamburger.
Right. Well, that's just,
I mean,
that
people
have
literally lost lives changing the radio dial. So, hence, people need to keep it stuck on the channel that, you know, has the great Leon on it.
AM 1100, the flag. There you go. Keep it right there. Don't touch anything. All the presets, AM 1100, period.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
But and that was my light story for this morning. Now to get into a little heavier affair. So have you heard that the Senate GOP on immigration, they're seeking a Plan B, and that this new GOP border security bill removes border fences, spends $10 billion, and deports no illegals. How do you feel about that?
That's terrible. I'm not happy about it. And look, again, you know, you and I have talked about this. I mean, I'm not happy about that. I think we need to know who's coming in and out of the border. But the other thing is this. Remember, it's not only we look at the issue of immigration only as it is with Latinos. There are a lot of immigrants that are coming in through the ports of Los Angeles, New York, and other areas that are from China. We have to worry about who's coming in, passing off coming in on a visa when they stay here. Student visas is the big one that may be coming in from places like the Middle East that we don't ever, and they haven't even checked in with schools. I think our whole immigration issue situation is broken, and I'd really like to see them do a real revamp of the whole thing because, right. Honestly, We can't mess around with this anymore.
Absolutely. And I agree. I mean, we are living in times where if our border isn't secure, we're just inviting people that want to hurt us into our country. And there's
what
so
makes
many...
me laugh, Leon, is you've got the French who've got serious issues, and they're going to try to sue Fox News because of the term no-go zone,
yep.
When they should be spending their capital and their time trying to really fix their real serious problems on terrorism that maybe they just don't want to really look at.
And, hey, Blanquita, where are you at today? Where are you hailing from this morning?
Well, I am looking out at the United States Capitol that is still wrapped up and being fixed so that it will be perfect when the next president of the United States is inaugurated.
Good deal. But what I want you to do is later on this morning, and it's on Fox News right now, the March for Life. Is going on this morning.
Oh, your son is there.
Yeah, my son is there. So look out into the crowd. You'll see a guy. He kind of looks like me. He's taller than me. He's lighter than me. He's good looking, and I'm not, and that sort of thing. So just do the whole opposite thing, and that'll be my kid. And just give him a little wave. 800.
Oh, well, you know, you have my numbers. If he needs me for anything, I'm on standby for him. So that's important that he knows that, okay?
That is awesome. 800 kids from Shanley High are right there in Washington leading the March for Life. How awesome is that?
I know you've got to be proud of him. Well, you've raised a good son, Leon, and I'm sure that he loves that his dad is on the radio every day.
He does. Sometimes he cringes, but, you know,
Why do you let your kids do? My kids grew up that way, too. But it gives him a great perspective, and obviously he's following it on the First Amendment and the right to be able to speak what he thinks.
Absolutely, absolutely. Scott Hannon, his daughter is there also. So, you know, we got a bunch of really great common sense kids out in Washington.
Well,
maybe it'll rub off a little.
You let them know if they need me to call me, okay?
Will do, Blanquita. Thanks for your common sense every morning right here, 8:20. On the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back with Jack Seaman right after this break.
You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together, but we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So's the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mention my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports. They're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Huh? Haven't heard that in a long, long time. But my next guest, he's no stranger to the Common Sense Show because he's got a lot of common sense. We don't always agree, but, you know, he has a really great point, common sense all the way around. And last night I saw him on Chris Burr's 630 Point of View. Now, I'm sitting there, and I got Charlene Nelson sitting on one side, and I got a couple other friends sitting on the other side, and whenever foreign policy is being discussed, especially in the capacity of our Middle East foreign policy, there's just like this divide between like conservatives, Republicans, and libertarians, and you know that sort of thing. But I thought it was a very interesting point of view. Always makes for great debate and discussion. So I reached out to Jack, and Jack said he'd come on. So welcome to the Common Sense Club, Jack Seaman.
Hey, good morning, Leon. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Before we get into the heavy stuff, I got just a little lighter fare to ask you about. Have you heard? Have you heard about the Georgia cop that pulled a guy over for chewing on a cheeseburger? It wasn't swerving.
I heard a little bit about it. I don't know. Did he write the guy a ticket?
Yeah, he did. He cited him for distracted driving.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all.
You don't. So what do you say to folks? Like, we had a guy call in, and I got tons of voicemails here, but I had a guy, Scott, drunk driver, calls in and says, yes, absolutely, pull those people over because, you know, it's distracted driving. You're in a big hunk of metal that's it's pretty deadly, that sort of thing. Where do you draw the line, though?
Well, I don't have any problem with the officer pulling the gentleman over if he was exhibiting signs of driving distracted, or, you know, the officer has no way of knowing what's going on inside the car, really. You should pull over and investigate, but my problem is with the ticketing. I mean, if it isn't on the books that you can't eat a cheeseburger and drive, then you can't interpret the law and write a ticket as you see fit. It's either against the law or it's not.
Distracted driving covers a lot of stuff, man. Yelling at kids. That's just distracted driving. Kids jumping up and down. That's just. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I just thought it was. I mean, you're thinking about the line, you know, where the line mm-hmm. goes. This kind of opens the door to, you know, police officers pulling you over, you know, whatever. I mean, what aren't mm-hmm. you doing that could be considered distracted driving? Switching the radio channel, you know, mm-hmm. Smoking
it's
a cigarette.
Slow.
Yeah. It is, and I just wanted to get your opinion on that. So let's move on to the State of the Union, which I understand that you loved President Obama and his state of and his addressing of the State of the Union. You a bunch of his points, you were like, yeah, right on, right?
Not quite, Leon. Not quite. No, that's the furthest from the truth, and. I'll be honest with you. I'll tell you right now. I didn't watch a minute of it.
Okay.
I didn't need to. I knew exactly what he was going to say.
Right.
I mean, it's become a snooze fest, and you don't even need to watch it because you know he's not going to say anything that's worthy of our attention. You can always, you know, hear about it the next day or read about it the next day or whatever and get some of the finer points because the media covers it ad nauseum. But I didn't watch a minute of it. I just kind of glanced over what he said the following day.
Okay. Well, I watched it, and I normally live tweet, and I have like just a flurry of tweets out. But I was in such a heated debate with a bunch of my friends that I didn't even get to do that. But so last night I'm watching you on 630 Point of View. Me and Charlene were having this conversation about, you know, this whole exporting democracy and whether or not we are creating terrorists, you know, by our presence over there and the collateral damage and all of that stuff. And I'm like, mm-hmm. and normally, you know, I'm a conservative guy, you know, normally I just kind of reject that argument right out of hand. But Charlene and you both, you presented a pretty cogent argument that I couldn't really argue against. So I want to ask you, how do you think our foreign policy is shaping, you know, the creation, quote unquote, of terrorists or terrorist cells and activity?
Well, I think that there's a very simple question that one needs to ask themselves, and that is, you know, is it within the realm of possibility that our actions in that arena for the past 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it is, are actually conducive to our goals in that arena? And I think the results tell us that they're not. And you know, specifically how our foreign policy works over there is we, for lack of a better term, invade or occupy their lands. We set up military bases in their countries, and we conduct a drone campaign from afar without the governments of the certain country that we're conducting the drone strikes in permission. And when you do things like that, you're going to get a lot of people aggravated and get a lot of people upset. And that's going to want them to be motivated to take up arms against, you know, the people that are doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not easy to say. It's not like these words flow freely from my mouth. I don't want to sit here and say that we're wrong and everything that we've done is wrong. I just think that we need to question this and really take a hard look at it because we spent tremendous amounts of blood, tremendous amounts of treasure, and we'll spend tremendous amounts of treasure taking care of the brave soldiers that went over there and fought. You know, and yeah. When do we end it? You can make all the arguments in the world of we need to root ISIS off the face of the earth. But I go back to square one and say, okay, pay for it.
Yeah, and but my and this is a sticking point with me. You know, these guys, they're not like nuns. You know, they're over there kicking mm-hmm. kittens and slapping babies. I mean, they are that type of, in my opinion, they are horrible, horrible people doing atrocious things. I think that we have to stop them. I believe that. And I guess the question would be, is how? And another question that I have is, do you think that we're actually winning this war on terror? Obama said we are. I want to get your opinion on that. You think we're winning?
Well, based on statistics that several sources show, those statistics say that we're not winning. There's more terrorists. There's more terror attacks around the world. There's more people joining ISIS every day. And I think if our policies were effective, we'd have a stable, safe, secure Iraq. We'd have a stable, safe, secure Afghanistan. We'd have stable security in Libya and Syria and Yemen. But the fact of the matter is we don't. And I'm as patriotic as the next guy. I love my country, and I support the troops 100%. But you can love your country and you can support the troops and still question whether or not America's foreign policy and the decisions that are being made in Washington are smart.
And I'll be the first to say most of the time when I'm in a discussion like this, I am like, no, you know, that's completely wrong. We're not creating terrorists. We're not doing this and that. The countries over there, a lot of them ask for our help. But it just seems to me, someone sent me a link, and I fact checked this. 80% of the the drone strikes, the collateral damage, are innocent people. And I'm like, whoa, mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I had no clue. And I just got to sit and think, you know, if it was me and I'm at a wedding party and, you know, there's a drone and they strike and it's France, then guess what? You know, if some of my family members die, you got an enemy, man. So mm-hmm. it kind of puts it into perspective. What would a Jack, and 855-200, and I apologize, I haven't given out the numbers, but 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air into the conversation. I want to get your opinion on this, on our foreign policy, how it's shaping up the fight over there in the Middle East. Are we creating terrorists? And I've heard this argument before, always dismissed it, always said, you know, that's nuts. How could you say that? Basically saying that's an unpatriotic point of view. But if you think about it, you got to think about it. And you have mm-hmm. to come to some uncomfortable truths. So I want to know what so tomorrow, Jack Seaman is the president of the United States of America. What would mm-hmm. what would Jack Seaman do differently?
I would withdraw all of our forces from that region completely. I would disengage completely.
Now, you don't think that would have a destabilizing effect over there?
Oh, it's quite possible it would. It's just that our soldiers aren't going to give up their lives to try and stabilize it, and we're not going to give up any more of our money to try and stabilize it. It's time for the players in the region to fix their own house. Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Turkey, countries like this, sooner or later, if we exit the region, are going to have to deal with what's going on over there.
Africa hasn't. I mean, you got the Boko Haram over there, 2,000 people dead. In the span of a couple of days, suicide bombers, using little girls and little boys as suicide bombers and things like so, and we're not involved over there at all.
Well, do you think we should invade that area then too? If what we're doing is effective for terrorism, then we should invade there. Why don't we send 15,000 troops to Africa? We can put that on a credit card too.
Right. So you see these horrible atrocities being committed, and you're the most powerful country on earth. Do you just sit back and, I mean, I my heart goes out to those people over there in Africa because nobody is coming to their aid. No one in the world community is coming to their aid. Folks are dying. And, you know, so I'm kind of torn there. Larry, out in Fargo, you got a question for Jack.
Yeah, I want to know why you guys think the United States of America is the source of everything evil in the world.
I don't believe that.
We're responsible for all the starvation. We're responsible for all the terrorism. We're responsible for all the poverty. We're responsible for everything evil. And that's exactly what you're saying.
Larry, you're entitled to your opinion. That is absolutely not what I'm saying. I love this country. I think that our benefits, the beauty of this country, the benefits to society, the global society, far outweigh, you know, any negative. I don't believe that we are all the horrible things that Larry apparently thinks I believe. But I do think that if we're going to take a common sense approach and think of things rationally, we have to entertain the thought. And I think I heard you say this last night, Jack. We have to take some hard looks at whether or not our actions are having an adverse reaction. And I don't think that there is anything unpatriotic about that. Jack, you got a couple of minutes on the other side of the break to wrap up?
Sure do, buddy.
Thanks, Jack. We'll be right back with more Jack Seaman and your phone calls right after this break.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the miracle chair. Many of them have purchased the miracle chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the miracle chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these miracle chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome.
Hey, Leon. See, I got a call. I'm with Scott. I'm also a truck driver. I see all this stuff going on down the road. I've just been run off the road by a woman eating a bowl of cereal out by Minneapolis one day. I see people swerving all over eating cheeseburgers and cheese doodles and all kinds of other stuff. Just distracted driving is distracted driving, and that's all there is to it. Don't want to get caught for distracted driving. Put the cheeseburger down. Wait till you find a place to pull over. Pull over, enjoy your cheeseburger, and then get back on the road. Have a good day.
Good gravy. I'm in the minority on this? I mean, my God, man. I don't know. I better get some phone calls and voicemails to the contrary, to the other side of that argument, because that's a little... I don't know, it's a little depressing. I don't want to be depressed. I do want to say this about Larry. I understand. I normally, in a room full of folks and we're discussing this, I'm the Larry in the room. I'm like, you guys hate America, you know, blah, blah, blah. We're the, that whole thing. That's normally me. But if you take a hard look, you got to take a hard look. You got to get past all of the, you know, wrapping yourself in the flag and all of that stuff and actually look at the broader picture. You have to ask tough questions, or it's all just propaganda. You know what I'm saying? And that's my two cents. Larry, love you, man. And you're entitled to your opinion. I would hope you would think more of me than what you said on air. But there you go. Jack, I'll let you finish up. So our foreign policy, what would you do differently?
Well, as we were talking about before, Leon, I think that we should take a long, hard, honest look at the effectiveness of our policies, which we can see is murky at best. And I think the best thing we could possibly do would be to just simply withdraw from the region completely. You would ask, will that destabilize it? It's quite possible it would destabilize it. But sooner or later, like I said, the regional players are going to have to step up and deal with the situation over there. America can't be everywhere in the world every time some atrocity is happening. We can't police the world. We can't force our way of life or our democracy on the countries that don't want to live that way. And frankly, Leon, you could easily boil this issue down to a monetary issue. We're $18 trillion in debt. We're going further into debt every single day. And we have to take care of ourselves before we can even think about taking care of the rest of the world. Otherwise, we're going to bankrupt the country, and then everybody's going to lose. So that's just my two cents.
And there's nothing I don't agree with in that. And, you know, again, you take a hard, honest look. There's only a couple of conclusions you can come to. I am concerned. It does concern me. We have allies over there. And you know, a destabilized Middle East means not certain death for our allies, but they're going to have a hard road, man. And I would that would be my only cause for concern. I've never agreed with the doctrine of exporting democracy because there's too many variables there. You know, whose version of democracy are you going to? I remember the Shah of Iran and a couple of other things that the CIA was involved in. You know, to try to we didn't like those regimes, so we're going to try to do what we can to change them. And how did that work out? You know, let the folks handle their own affairs. But I do believe, though, that when atrocities are being committed, when genocide basically is being committed, I think we have to step up. I think that this country has a duty to help the innocent and help the downtrodden and the folks that are being smacked around by the tyrants and the bullies. I don't know, man. It's just my conservative strand in me that just I couldn't, if I was the president, I couldn't just sit back and watch that happening and go, well, we really don't have the money, or, you know, it's not really our fight. I just couldn't do it. And that's just me. But I sure understand your point of view.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot that can be done on a humanitarian basis. And when I say disengage from the region, I'm talking about no more military action. That doesn't mean we can't use our superior technology to spy on these people and watch what's going on and try and help out humanitarian ways when we can. You know, the mountaintop helicopter rescue of the Yazidis that were trapped on the mountain, I thought that was great use of American treasure and forces to help those people out, you know. But we spent I don't know, what is it, a couple trillion over there already? And it just seems like we're not making any headway. And I think if you want to be honest with yourself and with America, you should sit down and say, okay, is this really working? Can you resign yourself to the fact that, hey, maybe we need to take a radical new course of action? And the one I'm suggesting is just simply disengaging from the area completely.
Understood. Thanks, Jack. That's common sense, man. Even though I don't always agree, you got to recognize common sense when it's staring you in the face. So there you go. Thanks for coming on the Common Sense Club, Jack. And stay tuned for what's on your mind right after this. Scott and Todd are going to be talking with North Dakota House Education Chairman, State Rep. Mike Nathy, on the various education bills making their way through the North Dakota legislature. So check that out. Dan, man, I am so sorry. Don't have time to take the call. Leave it on the rant line, and we'll play it tomorrow. So, but stay tuned. Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell, what's on your mind right after this break?
Pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you. Calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it. Huh? Wait. No. Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.